Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Little bitty dogs.
I mean,
wouldn't that just suck if you were just at the park with your dog one day and a freaking falcon just swooped down and grabbed
it? That's God's will right there,
dog. Or an eagle. I mean, that's the food chain. what is the dog doing at that point?
You even take little dogs like that to the dog park? Like, I've never seen.
I don't know.
A little 5 pounder.
Because you think he might get their ass beat?
Or do they even like to play? Like,
I don't know. Like, if you got a little ass dog and an eagle comes by, that's God's will.
Yeah, that's just
you telling you get a bigger fucking dog.
Yeah, get a bigger dog.
Yeah.
Like, in that case, just get a cat. Because then it's just a cat. It's just a cat that barks, right?
What?
That's all a little dog is.
No,
but they're not as nice as cats though. Cats are pretty loyal and nice.
Another fuck them.
Cats are super mean.
Cats are super fucking.
Well, they're cats.
Dogs are the nice ones.
Y'all know my thought process with cats. You got them fine. I don't fuck with cats. Because they say, again, I can't have nothing in my house with attitude that don't contribute to shit.
Thankfully, my wife is very allergic to cats. Yo. So there's a 0% chance we would ever have one. Because I don't like them. I've never liked one. No cat has ever liked me. We don't have a good relationship.
Because Kai has a cat. And she's like, Dad, can I bring it? No, fuck no.
But
little
dogs,
that cat is a lot allowed on my property.
Little dogs are just cats. Like, to me, like, if your dog can't.
Defend you.
Exactly. Like, if what's the point of it? I mean, obviously, you know.
It can wake you up.
A friend and all that kind of stuff, a companion. But, like, are you really getting, if it's less than 10 pounds, what kind of companion can it even be? You know what I mean?
I don't know, dog. I just love, like, okay.
A little dog just, like, yip at you and bite your ankles. Like, cats don't do any of that stuff.
They scratch and shit.
No.
They don't?
No. Oh. They'll, like, if you walk past them, they'll swat at you trying to play. They don't just come up to you and freaking scratch you, though.
Oh, really?
And if you're mean to them,
if you're mean to any animal, they're going to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you're mean to any animal.
I just always assumed a cat was just waiting.
Plot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plot. Wait. Okay. That's
they plot against each other is what the fun shit is.
I would like to get an outdoor cat, though, just to live around.
Miss Libby has two outdoor cats. And they, as long as they don't bring them to my house, I'm good.
All you got to do is feed one.
Right. Because I don't want.
Hey, they'll keep rats, mice, all
that
shit.
I don't want any of the responsibility of taking it to the vet, and I also don't want to feel any emotions if it dies.
You see a neighborhood cat, even if it's somebody else's outdoor cat, mm-hmm. feed it. And it'll come around and take care of your mouse problem, and it'll go back to
go back home.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, cats always will come back to where they got food from. And they know.
Remember the cat lady lost, like, we have a cat lady, not our neighborhood, but the neighborhood down the street from us. And, like, something happened to one of the cats that Libby had, and like Libby thought the woman took her cat. I was like, "What happened?" She's like, "I think that lady with the cats took my cat." I was like, "Well, how many does she have?" She said, "Like 10 plus cats."
That's too many cats.
That's too many fucking cats.
Indoor or outdoor?
I don't know. I don't go over there.
I think either way.
My grandmother. This is out in the way of the country, in the middle of Louisiana. That's where my mom was raised. It's like a farm, and there's 30, 40 cats. They feed them all at the same time. They just come from freaking nowhere. But they're all just outdoor cats, and they have them there because they have a farm, and they want to keep freaking
mice and rats and all that stuff. You know? Yeah, that makes
sense.
Tons
of cats.
Do they eat the rats, or they just kill them?
Both.
That's a good question. Probably, if they had to eat them, probably just hunt them for sport.
That's what I was thinking.
They just hunt them? Shit, they'll fuck with them until they die.
Right, they'll toy with them. Yeah,
but
it's pretty mean, actually.
Have you ever seen a cat eat a rat?
I've never sat there and watched it, but I've seen like rats that look like part of it was eaten.
I've seen a mouse, like I've seen a cat come show the mouse that it killed.
To your front door?
Or not to my front door, but yeah, I've seen that before.
That's when you know your cat's loyal to you.
Maybe twice a year, Boone brings a chipmunk in. Just like, dude, come on.
And he probably accidentally killed it, you think? Or do you think he kills it on purpose?
No, he killed
it. Oh, he's a bird dog.
He would kill every... Squirrels and chipmunks are hard to catch.
Yeah.
But he's fast as fuck, and he'll catch one a couple a year, and he'll get them. I think Boone would be pissed off if I started feeding a cat, though. Like if he found out that I started just giving snacks to a cat to keep it around, he'd be furious. You're like, get the fuck out of here. I'm not enough for you. I saw a very big would be incorrect. Like, I don't want you to think I'm talking about like an anaconda or something like that. But I saw a snake at the golf course yesterday that was too big for my comfort level.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I sent you guys that picture of that tiny ass snake that was in our backyard a couple weeks ago.
Right.
No big deal. Like, I don't really want to see it. I want it to go away. Yeah. But like, this one was bigger than I wanted to be.
Where'd you see it?
In a ditch.
In the water?
Where I hit my golf ball.
Did you play well?
I played fucking awesome for 13 holes. And then I played like fucking shit for 5 holes.
Okay.
It was the exact round that'll drive you crazy. Like, I was 1 over par through 13 holes, and I was just playing fucking great, hitting it dead straight every fairway. And then I don't know what happened. I just fell apart.
You drink beer on the golf course?
Sometimes, but not yesterday. Like,
for me, that's my
buddy who I was playing with is like the club pro there. So I think that's like kind of frowned upon. I don't know. I don't really know the rules. But I didn't yesterday.
It has to be like a golf tournament where everybody's drinking for me to have. Because once I get like after 3 beers, the first 3, it actually relaxes me. I hit the ball well.
Oh yeah.
After that,
there's a sweet spot.
Shit.
There's a sweet spot of drinks. Like if you get the right amount of, if you can maintain the right amount of buzz, you're a better golfer.
Yeah.
Than if you were sober. Yeah. But there's also you go over the cliff and then you're
a
disaster.
Very thin line
it's
right there.
It's a razor thin line where it's like.
Like it's 1 beer's worth of a line.
But you know what it is? It's actually a microdose of mushrooms. You take a microdose of mushrooms and then it's that perfect buzz the whole time.
Yeah.
I can see that. I forgot to bring some yesterday.
That's what happened.
I forgot to bring some. I think if I would have had them, I would have finished that 5 holes better and I probably would have. One of these days, I'm going to shoot under par. It's going to happen. I haven't done it since I was 20 years old. The last time I shot under par, I was 20 years old. We're coming up on the 20-year anniversary.
I'm going to shoot in the 80s one
it's
day.
It's going to happen. It's
still living with it. My career best 91 is where I'm sitting.
Okay. So in that context, I played really good yesterday.
I'll finish up a round and shoot like a 96 and then go back and look at all the 3 putts, and it's fucking like 8 or 9, you know?
I putted good yesterday. I just started hitting it out of bounds. Hit it into a yard on a par 5. I hit it into the water on a par 3. Made a triple bogey on 16th hole. Very frustrating. But
how long? What time do you get home?
Early. We played fast because it was. It's a lot of those country clubs like that. They're closed to the members on Mondays.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's just the people that work there on Mondays. So I got up there pretty fast. We teed off about 3. We were done at 6.
Okay.
Probably. So would have been faster if I wouldn't have played so shitty the last 5 holes.
Was he waiting for you?
Well, I mean, it just takes, the more strokes, the more time.
That's what I'm saying. No, was he like?
A little bit, because he played pretty good. So the other thing that was cool, though, I had never seen this in person, he made a 2 on a par 5. We both hit really good drives on a par 5. And I was probably about 190 out, and he was about 165 yards out. And he holed it out from the fairway. Wow. He made a double eagle on a par 5. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he hit it great. And I was like, shit, that's right at it. Uh-huh. It was an elevated green.
Uh-huh.
So saw it bounce, and it kind of looked like it bounced over. Uh-huh. I think it bounced and hit the flag, and it went straight up. And then we went up there, and I hit an okay one. I was like on the fringe, and we're looking for his ball. And I was like, I think you hit it so good, you might have hit it over. And so we're looking over the back. We couldn't find it. And he was like, well, I might as well check the hole. And he was like, no fucking way. I was like, no way. You hit it in?
That's a pretty incredible shot right there.
I've never seen a hole in one.
How far out did you say it was?
About 165.
So is that, sure, for me, that's like a...
He's good. He probably hit like a 9-iron.
7-iron.
I don't know.
Good for him.
Yeah. 8-iron maybe.
Yeah, no, he did that. We were tied, I think, at that point. And then obviously, he, you know, you make three under on one hole. I think he shot even yesterday. But I mean, he's a fucking pro, and he plays and works there every day.
Yeah. So he has advances over.
How impressive is it, really?
Yeah.
Still pretty impressive.
No, it's impressive. It's impressive.
Fuck that.
Is that a hole where he had to, like, cut a dog leg, hit it over some trees
no,
or some shit like that?
No, it was pretty much a dead straight par five.
Oh, he just boomed the freaking
just
ball.
Just hit an absolute tank of a drive and then hit a great second shot. The fun thing was, because I guess a lot of high school kids work there because they live in the on the course or whatever. Since they work at the cart. They clean the carts and stuff. So they were out there playing. And I think a lot of the kids go to, you know, they're pretty good high school players. But it was just two of us, and a lot of them were in foursomes, so we'd pass by them. It's always fun to hit a nice big drive in front of a bunch of high school kids that think they're hot shit. Like, yeah, the old guy still got it. But it was fun. Good day. Really good weather. Marietta Country Club.
It was freaking nice yesterday.
Marietta Country Club. First time playing there. Really nice. They have – there's a house right on the first hole that the person had built to look exactly like Butler Cabin at Augusta. Like, to the point where it's like – I was almost going to do it. I was kind of – I was so frustrated at the end of 18 that I decided I was get the fuck out of there. But you could take a picture in front of it and lie.
And say that you were there.
I finally made it. I finally got the call. Finally made it to Augusta because it looks just like it. Which,
I finally made it. I would love that.
I was thinking about doing it. And I was like,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
If I would have played better on the last five holes, that would have been more of a
joke. You could have said that. Hey.
I would have finally did it.
Yeah.
Finally got to Augusta.
Well, at least you got there. So when's the next time you think you're going to get out?
Man, three rounds in a week.
Any clue of what she has planned?
No, but she laughed when I said I called her on the way yesterday. And I was like, "Yeah, Randy was making fun of me, saying, you know,
and that's all you got she did was laugh." Sleeve.
And she went, "Ha ha ha!" And I was like, "That was a menacing laugh. That was a menacing laugh. What do you have? You gotta tell
oh,
me."
Oh yeah.
We already have two things that I know are like we want to build a swing set next to Lily's Playhouse. So mm-hmm. I know that.
That's been discussed.
And it's discussed, and I'm planning on it. So that's not new.
Any materials yet?
Not yet. Well, I got all the gravel to put around all the right. bottom of it, but I haven't got the wood yet. Yeah. But
so you're actually going to build a swing set from – or is there like a swing set kit?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
One of the other, someone's going to show up at the house this weekend.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But that's fine. We need to make that.
You're going to hear a dude.
I'm looking for it. I'm looking forward to making that. That's fine. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't like the worst thing that I hate doing. I don't know.
It's something.
Something under the house, maybe. I hate crawling under the house.
I'm like, yeah. So you say you're putting gravel?
Yeah, we're going to gravel, like little pea gravel.
I think we talked about this already. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All kind of underneath the swings.
We'll but she ain't going to get hurt, is she?
I don't think so.
No, I'm saying you hear gravel, you think scrapes and shit.
Oh, it's a little tiny.
Oh, okay. It's a little round one.
The only thing that I would worry about is them putting it in their mouths.
Right.
She's old enough now to know.
It's Jack,
to
though.
Jack will put anything in his mouth now. So I just got to keep him not trying to eat gravel.
Because I still don't know what we're going to. I still know what the fuck we're going to put in that spot yet. I know we're going to be a swing set. I just don't know what the fuck we're going to put on the ground.
Yeah.
Because it's such a big fucking area. It's bigger than I thought it was going to be because that big bush was there. And once you cut the shit, I was like, God damn, that's a.
Have you looked into that? Pretty big. Rubbery stuff that like playgrounds are made of.
But
like
the only thing about that is the fucking. That should be all in the pool and every fucking thing. Yeah, wind blows and shit like that.
Are you talking about like the rubber bark?
Or yeah.
Like the little,
yeah.
The only problem with that stuff is it gets so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean. If you were in a different part of the country, maybe, but like, especially if it's exposed to the sun,
because it will be,
it's gonna. Yeah.
That's so the last part of the backyard to get shade too, so it'd be in the fucking sun all fucking day.
So I don't know. Pea gravel is a pretty good option, but that might get in the pool too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's the only thing.
What you could do is get like that. Like some playgrounds have that ground that's like spongy but permanent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I know you're talking
about. It's probably expensive.
Because it's kind of really rubberish too, right?
We're getting it because
at least it wouldn't come up.
Yeah,
you know? I was thinking put the turf right there, but
that, yeah.
But the turf, the two parts that are turfed gets fucking hot as hell.
The playground over there across from Campbell High School has that.
Yeah, the whole playground across the street from our house.
We used to play Floor is Lava on the one little.
Okay. Yeah, no, that stuff's great. Like it's almost like
it's really soft.
It's like a track,
yeah.
But even spongier than a track. But I bet it's expensive to put that in. Like, they get it at playgrounds.
And I'm thinking maybe you probably have to. I mean, I wonder if you put it over grass or if you have to.
Probably not. You probably have to take it out, put some sand underneath it for.
Put some grass down and just water that motherfucker.
To drink. Oh, yeah, just put grass on it. You just put it on grass. I mean, that would be fine. It'll get worn out where they swing, but that's fine. Everybody had that as kids, right? Or saw that at a playground or something. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.